Welcome to the Journey of You, Reflections on Faith, Identity, and Becoming. I'm your host, Tonya D. Venice. This is a space to slow down, breathe deep, and tell the truth about where you've been, where you are, and who you're becoming. Here, your story is honored, but it does not define you. It becomes your testimony. Wherever you're listening from, you're invited to settle in. You don't have to rush this journey. You don't have to walk it alone.
Good morning, Journey of You family. How are you all today? I want to talk about when we ask God for something and then we have to wait. We either wait for Him to say no, we wait while our character or our strength are stretched and expanded. We wait to see if He's going to respond or answer in the exact way that we think that He should or the way that we want Him to. And it doesn't always happen that way. Or we ask Him, but then we're going through like a season on the way to that specific thing. It's all about the journey and our posture along the way. And, you know, Scripture tells us that when we ask anything of Him, you know, according to His will, it shall be done. And so then it's like, okay, well, I need to make sure that my desires and my will is aligned with God's will for my life. And then I've got to be confident in it, even when things take a lot longer than expected, even when things don't go as planned, still being able to trust God. That is not an easy thing to do. And you're tested, you know, and I don't look at it as a way of like God trying to test, you know, oh, well, you know, do you want this thing more than me? I mean, sometimes it might very well be that, but He's looking at your heart and your motives, and it's what is the reason that you want that thing? What is the deeper why? And I think keeping that as the forefront of our minds and that as our focus helps us to stay on track. Because as I read even in James 1, verse 5, through 8, it says, if you need wisdom, if you want to know what God wants you to do, ask Him, and He will gladly tell you. He will not resent your asking. But when you ask Him, be sure that you really expect Him to answer. For a doubtful mind is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. People like that should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. They can't make up their minds. They waver back and forth in everything they do. I was like, wow, reading it in that way made it very powerful because there are things that I've even asked God for that I fully 110% believed is going to happen. But that didn't mean there weren't times where along the journey, my faith didn't waver and I wasn't like, God, you know, are you gonna show up? Is this going to happen? Or I didn't question like, God, did I hear you right? You gave me several confirmations, but is there something that I'm missing? Did I do something wrong? Almost as though there was like a checklist of me trying to check off, okay, well, I did this and I did that and I did that. You know, why is it not happening in this specific way? And that's not to say that God isn't behind the scenes still working things out and, you know, still going to show up in a certain way. It just could be it's in a different way than what I was looking for. And that's the thing, it's in our perspective and the lens that we're looking through. And so it was like, okay, God, I'm not asking you for another sign or a confirmation, but are you sure? Like, am I really in the right place? And so that led me to Colossians 1, verse 10. The way you live will always honor and please the Lord. And you will continually do good, kind things for others. All the while, you will learn to know God better and better. We also pray that you will be strengthened with His glorious power so that you will have all the patience and the endurance you need. May you be filled with joy. And it's like that patience and endurance of even when it looks bleak or even when it's the midnight hour and you have no idea how close you are to the end of that storm or that leg of the journey. And it's like you still got to have that same faith that you had when you first started.
or even stronger faith, and that same trust and fervor than when you first prayed or asked God for that specific thing, or even when he gave you the first instruction of like, okay, this is what I want you to do, and then stepping out and trusting him. But then as it looks bleaker or like the end is nowhere in sight, still being able to trust and not waver. That's where I think we often find ourselves, and it's our posture in those seasons and those moments that determine how much longer we're in that storm or how much longer that leg of the journey is. I often have talked about just even going on my morning walk, and I usually take the same route every single time. And it's like my body got used to that. I mean, for months, it was the same route. And, you know, I might run more than I did the day before. And so I was building endurance in that regard of where it was like I was increasing my heart rate. And then I'd power walk, and then I'd run, and then I'd power walk. But I knew my halfway point. And so it was like I knew when I could push and when it was like, okay, let me scale back a little bit. But I knew when the end was going to be. I knew how much time it was going to take me. And so I could plan for that. But in life, it doesn't always work that way. You don't always know when the end is going to be of a specific season or a certain leg of your journey. And so you just have to keep trusting God and keeping that momentum and that faith going until that thing comes to pass, or until God reveals to you, okay, let's go a different way. You've been on this leg of the journey long enough. Let's pivot and turn. And so just being confident that even when you don't understand it, even when you don't see a way out, even when you're unsure or the uncertainty or the unknowns are present, being okay with releasing that control to God, especially if you're a planner. I know, because I'm a planner. And I plan out each day, you know, what are the top three things I'm going to get done today? What are the things, you know, my biggest three for the week? Thank you, Michael Hyatt and Full Focus Planner. but it's important to me. And so as I'm planning things out, it's like, what do you do when things don't go according to plan? Or how do you keep moving forward when you don't know the plan? You know the end result because God knows our end from the beginning, and he normally tells us the end from the beginning. And I feel like a lot of times that's so that we can stay the course throughout the journey until we get to that set place, or that certain place where we have better understanding or a deeper faith, a closer walk with him, a deeper relationship with him. I think a lot of times that's ultimately what it comes down to, that yes, we want this desired outcome, but more than anything, it's how much closer is that bringing us to God? And then how is that being represented in our lives, where it's bringing other people closer to God? Because it's not just about us. God made us for community, and you know, he wants us to go out and connect with each other and help the next person. And there's always going to be someone that you can help. And so during that journey of you pursuing whatever that thing is, or trying the goal you're trying to accomplish, who are you helping and reaching back and pulling along the way? Where are you letting your light shine to where God's getting the glory and it's not about you, and keeping that at the forefront of your mind? And so as we're walking along the journey, and you know, our faith is maybe not wavering, but we're unsure, and it's like releasing that control to God of, okay, God, I don't know what's the exact next step, or I don't know how this is going to turn out, but I trust you anyway. Still being able to praise him in that and worship him, and not let the problems in front of you become bigger than the God that's got you. And oh my goodness, that is speaking to me even right now, because even just yesterday, I was so concerned, and I went on a much longer walk, and I actually went on a different path than I normally go, and really changed it up a lot, just because I was walking and just like, God, you know, what do you want from me today in this next 24 hours? What is it that you want me to do, and how do you want me to do it? And just allowing him to speak to me and pour into me. But then it was like I sat down and I just kept thinking and thinking, and I got lost in my thoughts. And it was like, okay, what can I do to fix it? What do I need to do right now? What can I do in this exact moment? And it was like everything I tried, not one thing worked. And so then I was sitting somewhere else just for a change of scenery, And it was like, God was like, just trust me. And I was like, yeah, but I could do this and I could do this. And I even went and attempted to do a few different things, but none of it worked out the way that I desired for it to. But it was me toiling and striving and trying to fix it in my own will and my own might. But God's thoughts and ways are higher than ours. God doesn't do things the exact same way we do. He looks at it completely different than we do with our, you know, worldly minds, human minds, is what I want to say, than with our human minds. And so being able to trust him, even in those moments where you feel like you've got to fix it, but do you really think God needs your help to fix it? Absolutely not. Of course, faith without works, you're dead. And there are things that you need to be taking steps in, but even in those moments of uncertainty, still trusting God and believing him at his word. I know that is easier said than done. Trust me, I totally jacked that up yesterday. But still, you got to get back to the basics of trusting him at his word and continuing to look up and knowing that God's got you. No matter what situation you're in, no matter what you're facing, no matter what struggles are in front of you, no matter what unknowns there are, or not even knowing how he's going to do something, but knowing that he's always at work. God isn't asleep. He hasn't forgotten about you. He didn't overlook that you needed A, B, and C, or that, you know, you need a certain door open. God is aware of all of those things. He still wants you to talk to him about it and tell him how you're feeling, even in those moments of uncertainty. But then that allows him to come in and for his peace to overtake you, you know, so that you have peace that surpasses all understanding, that somebody else looking at you is like, oh my goodness, how in the world is she staying sane? Oh my goodness, how in the world is he still able to walk through that, you know, even though all this is going on? Well, in those instances, it's God keeping you. One of my favorite poems is Footprints in the Sand. And it talks about how in those moments where you only see one set of footprints, that's when God is carrying you. You don't have the strength to walk on your own. You don't have the strength to even stand. God's right there with you, helping you to stand up, helping to carry you through it. Not keeping you stuck in it, but helping to carry you through it. A lot of times when we stay stuck in certain seasons or certain situations or, you know, certain storms, a lot of times it's our mindset. And being able to focus on what's really the most important thing. God's bigger than all of the things that we face and go through, all of the concerns, everything that we're dealing with. God is bigger. It doesn't dismiss the concern. It doesn't make light of it in any way. It's just knowing that God's got us. Even when we don't see the way out and we don't know when we're going to reach that set destination, but God is right there in the midst. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. He's never, you know, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. God is always there and fully present, just waiting for us to reach out and trust him. And even if he doesn't answer or respond right away, he's still there. He still loves us. He still cares for us. Even if it doesn't feel like it, he's still fully present and he does still fully care and still love us. And so we've got to not get caught up in the feelings that are temporary, that it makes us forget about the eternal love that we have from God and who he is, who he always has been, who he always will be. We've got to stop questioning that in the midst of feelings, because that will mess us up. That will help cause us to be going out trying to fix everything and do it ourselves in our own strength. And God just sit back and wait. He's like, I'll still be here whenever you're ready to put it back in my hands and leave it there, not pick it back up. And so there's one more scripture that I want to read, which is in Ephesians. And it says, be careful how you live. We're Ephesians 5 at 15. Be careful how you live, not as fools, but as those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity for doing good in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but try to understand what the Lord wants you to do. And so in that, I just want to encourage you to be mindful of the words you speak. Be mindful of the things that you say and how you say them and what you speak out. Because it's important that you watch those words even when you're in the midst of those feelings and you are unsure and uncertain, because you don't want to push away those things that you're asking for, or cause that doubt to come in because you've spoken it out loud, or you prayed for something and immediately you start talking to somebody else about it, and they're like, how you're doing? You're like, oh, well, same old, I'm okay, just hoping and wishing such. No, God gave you authority and power. So it's okay to talk about how you're feeling, but always bring it back to, but God. God's going to take care of me. I know God's got it. God's going to make a way. Whatever it is pertaining to your situation, making sure that you're speaking out those things that you believe that God is going to do in your life because of who he is. And if you're not sure if he's going to do it, then just talk about his good qualities and the great things that he's doing. The fact that you're alive and breathing, that the sun is shining every single day. The sun is out, whether we can see it or not. Even if it's cloudy and rainy, if you were to fly up above those clouds, the sun is still out. It's still shining. And so just that faithfulness of God, every breath that you take, every beat in your heart, we still have so many different things that we can be thankful for, that even when the problem seems like it's mounting or it's insurmountable, God is still God. And keeping our focus there and on him, he's going to take care of each and everything that we need. And let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for today, Father. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you, Father, for the gift of salvation. We thank you for the gift of your unconditional love. Thank you for the times that even when we're like doubting Thomas and we believe, but we're like, help our unbelief. Thank you, Father, that you still welcome us with open arms, that you're still right there encouraging and uplifting us, leading and guiding us in the directions that you want us to go. Help us to have our wills and desires lining up with your will, Father, with your word, and the things that you've purposed and assigned each and every one of us to do. Help us to be confident in who you've called each of us to be, Father, and to see ourselves the way that you see us, Lord. Help us to not figure that we've got to be like anyone else or copy anyone else, but that we can be uniquely and authentically exactly who you created us to be, and that we can shine up, you know, shine brightly, Father, that your light shines through us to impact those you've called us to reach, Father, while continually refining us and help us to be better and better and more like you. Thank you, Father, for forgiving us for our sins, Lord, known and unknown. And thank you for helping us to practice forgiveness of others, Lord. We pray that today you bless our words, speech, actions, and deeds, Father, that you go before us and lead the way, Father. You said in Psalm 119:105 that your word will be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, Father. We thank you that you've already ordered those steps, Lord. Help us to walk in it today, Lord, and to bring you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank y'all so much for tuning in today. I pray that this has encouraged and uplifted you, that if you are in a space that you're unsure or uncertain, or you're like, God, you know, are you sure? Just continue reaching for God and allowing him to lead and guide your every step, not where you're trying to make it happen, but where you're completely in sync and in tune with him. Remember, this is your journey. It's where your life begins.
Thank you for spending this time with me on the journey of you. If today's reflection resonated, you're welcome to continue the conversation with me on Substack, where I share written reflections and podcast updates. You can find me at toniadbennis.substack.com. Thank you for being here.